You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, my name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous, and welcome to How to Customize Keyboard Shortcuts. This is something that I think you might find of useful. It is also known as text replacement. So if you ever find yourself in emails, messages, WhatsApp, wherever you are, and you want to kind of just be able to do a shortcut on something that's really long. Let's do an example. Let's just say I have this really long address. I typically have to do this quite a bit at work. I have to text people or email people where the address is for the office and things like that. And you know how it could be. You type in all this out. Oh my gosh, it could be really long. But wouldn't it be great if I could just use two letters or three letters to be able to just type in the keyboard, and that will simply turn into a really long address? You can do this for many, many things. You can do it for like phone numbers, email addresses, even just saying like on my way, OMW, and then it'll just say on my way. So if you have anything like that, you might find a purpose or a reason behind this. Let me show you how to set this up, and we'll do a couple examples here. First thing we got to do is we got to go ahead on over to Settings.
Settings.
From here, one finger double tap, open that up.
Settings.
Okay, so here we are. Now we're going to swipe to the right until you get to something called General.
General button.
Once you're here, do a one finger double tap on General.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
Swipe to the right until you get to Keyboard.
Keyboard button.
One finger double tap on Keyboard.
Selected. General. Back button.
Swipe to the right until you get to Text Replacements.
Text Replacement button.
And one finger double tap here.
Selected. Keyboards. Back button.
Now we have arrived to the text replacement. Now the first thing to note is the top left is takes you back. Top right.
Add button.
Is the add button. Below are all the customized keyboard shortcuts that I have created. But before we do that, before I show you all that, I'm going to go ahead and just do an add. So we'll do a one finger double tap to add.
Text field is editing. Insertion point at start.
As you can hear, it went straight to the text field. So that is your phrase. What is it that you want to shrink? So in my case, I'm going to put my email address. So I'll just type that in. All right. So I type in my address. So let's for you to hear.
Phrase. Text field is editing. Thomas@aplevis.com. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
So this is my address at AppleViz. It's Thomas@aplevis.com. I'm going to go ahead and shrink that down. So we're going to swipe to the right.
Shortcut, optional, text field.
It says it's optional, but really you want to do something here. This is where you put any numbers and letters that you want to use that you would want to associate that phrase with. Generally, I like to keep it at 2 to 3 characters, but at the same time, remember not to use something that you would use very often. So think of something in your mind that would be unique that you would never ever use. So let's go ahead and put one for myself here. I'll go ahead and do a double tap here to edit.
Insertion point at end.
I'm going to go ahead and use TAC for Thomas@AppleViz.com. And once I have that.
Shortcut. Text field is editing. Tack. Insertion point at end.
All right. So we have Thomas@AppleViz.com for TAC. So a top right hand corner is a save.
Save button.
Double tap.
Keyboards. Back button.
Now, before we proceed on, let's go down to the list. I'll show you a few things what I have here, and I'll show you how to delete and remove a shortcut if you no longer want that option. So let's go to the right until we go to my first option.
Oh, heading. OMW, on my way.
This should be in there by default. So OMW is on my way.
R, heading.
Here are some other things I use.
RSA, 615E, 13th Street, RM409, Kansas City, MO.
That's my business address.
RSP 816-889-2677.
Yep, that's our local rehab services for the blind in the Kansas City area. Let's keep going down until we get to the T.
T, heading. TAC, Thomas@aplevis.com.
And there it is. So there's TAC, T-A-C, for Thomas@aplevis.com. If it's for some reason you don't like it, you can just swipe up.
Delete.
And it gives you the option to delete. Now we are done in here, so let's get out of this area. So let's use mail as an example. So I'm in mail now. I'm going to do a compose.
Compose button. 2. Text field is there.
And now here's the 2 area. And remember, if I want to just put TAC, listen to what happens.
T, T, A, A-C-C, thomasadaplebis.com.
Once you have that, so that popped up, if I want to keep that, go ahead and find the space bar and tap on that.
Space, thomasadaplebis.com.
And there we have it. So that adds, see how short and sweet that was? I was just able to put a two or three letters, and it brought up my email address. Let's go down to the message body here.
Sent from my iPhone. Multiline text field.
Okay, so here we are in the message. Double tap here.
Insertion point at end.
All right, so let's just use some of the other ones I've done. Let's try one more. Let's do my work address, for example.
R-R-S-S-A-A, 615E, 13th Street, RM 409, Kansas City, MO.
And hit space.
Space, 615E, 13th Street, RM 409, Kansas City, MO.
And so there's the address for the rehab services for the blind. And so you get an idea how this works and how you can customize a keyboard shortcut. I use this quite a bit, and it saved me a lot of time. And hopefully it will save your time as well. So use your creativity and your uniqueness of things that you would like to shorten so you wouldn't have to type it out each and every time. And you're going to find yourself saving times in no time. All right, well, my name is Thomas Donville, also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.